With talking about Beluga and hopefully telling you what it is and why you should care about it. I'm going to use it going through an application. We want to localize the Andino robot using SteamVR sensors, base stations, and for that we're going to use the Beluga library. So what do we need? We need the Andino robot, we need the SteamVR base stations, and of course we need some type of sensor to receive the signal from the base stations. That was perfectly described earlier today. This sensor, it's the Bitcraze Lighthouse Positioning Deck, which receives or measures the infrared signals transmitted by the base stations and provides this timing information or like angular information of where the base stations are. But we still need to do some math on those readings to get actually the azimuth and the elevation angles for the different base stations. For that, we're going to use the Lighthouse ROS node, which is provided by Ecumen. It's open source. So this computes where the bases are with respect to the robot. But that's not what we want. We want to find where the robot is with respect to the known locations of the base stations. Base station calibration and position was talked in the previous meeting, very interesting. We're going to delve into that. So how do we get where the robot is? For that, we're going to use Beluga. So what is Beluga? Beluga is an open source Monte Carlo localization toolkit, which is focused on code quality and performance. It is both an AMCL drop-in replacement node, so many people probably here are familiar with the AMCL node. This one will work basically just as very, very similar to the AMCL. It supports both ROS1 and ROS2, but it is also an extensible ROS-independent MCL library that we can use to make other localization systems. And that's what we want to do now. So we are going to focus on the second aspect of Beluga. And if we take a look under the hood, we open up the code of the Beluga AMCL node, we'll find out that it's actually instantiating the AMCL algorithm from the Beluga library and configuring it to expose the sensor models and the motion models that are used in the AMCL package so that people are familiar with it. It has the same parameters, connects to the same ROS topics, publishes the same things, so basically it works exactly like that. So basically, if we look at the AMCL implementation inside Beluga, we will see that it is generic on the sensor models and the motion models. So in our case, maybe the only thing that we need to do is a new sensor model that will weight our particles based on the readings from the light positioning deck. If we wanted to do something more involved, like for example, fuse the LiDAR that the robot has and the lighthouse positioning